Hey, speaking with Eric Grazier, registered nurse at Kingston, what I think of as Kingston Hospital.
Right. Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley.
Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley.
Yes.
Continental Airlines Hospital. Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley. And there's a protest today. This is the first or is it an ongoing series?
This is probably our eighth week out here. Every Monday we've been out here for like the last 8 weeks.
Right.
So we're here just to make our community aware and try to bring attention to our local elected officials who say they're in support of NYSNA and what we do.
New York State Nurses Association.
Correct. Yes, that is our union. So what Westchester is doing here, so back in June, there were approximately 50 staff laid off. A lot of them were the most senior nurses on most of our units. They were hand-selected several years ago to kind of be those nurses that took new nurses under their wing, taught them the ropes of the profession, helped with day-to-day operations on the floors, and just kept things moving smoothly. After these layoffs in June, Westchester made the claim that it would not affect bedside care at all, which is a complete lie.
Westchester is the headquarters?
We're
talking about Westchester Med.
Yes, we are.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh,
so
this hospital is now supervised by Westchester Med?
Correct. They were not owned by them officially, but they are a major stakeholder. So they pretty much control a lot of our day-to-day operations. They tried to save money by eliminating of what they called redundant positions, which again included multiple experienced nurses that have worked in this hospital for decades, wound care nurses, specialty nurses, including some of our union nurses from case management and wound care. Since they've kind of come into the picture here in Ulster County, they've slowly chipped away at our services here. Back pre-COVID, they eliminated our inpatient mental health and detox services on the Mary's Avenue campus and moved them to Poughkeepsie at Mid-Hudson Regional, which they own. And this was obviously done in an attempt to make more money, as the reimbursement rates for insurance companies are nearly double of what they are here in Ulster County.
Why is that? And by the way, this is one of two hospitals in Ulster County, the other being Ellenville.
Correct.
Which is a very small...
Right. It's pretty much a critical access, like with one med-surg floor. Yeah, very limited with their resources. So at the beginning of COVID, they removed detox and mental health under the ruse that it was to make Benedictine or the Mary's Avenue campus a designated COVID hospital. God forbid the state needed it. So it was going to be only for COVID patients in a, you know, a worst case scenario situation. So that never came to fruition. In fact, the hospital was deemed too old or the equipment, antiquated so that it couldn't be supported as a COVID hospital. Correct.
A former other hospital.
Correct. Correct. So they're making, you know, adjustments to it now. We're eventually in about a year, we will be going back over there. But we keep asking, when is our detox and mental health coming back? And we are not getting an answer.
Do they close the psych ward at Benny?
Yes, yes. So
that's gone.
It's inpatient mental health, psych, and detox. We've also had a couple floors here close, and that was based on just the amount of admissions that we had. It didn't make sense to have so many beds open. But now we've lost a ton of staff after the layoffs. We've had over 60 union registered nurses leave since the layoff. A lot.
Voluntarily left? So
yes.
50 were laid off and 60 left?
Correct.
How many do you even have?
Right now, I...
But I mean, 100 nurses sounds like a lot of nurses for a small hospital.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
100 nurses? I didn't even think you had that many nurses
so
at all.
Years ago, there were approximately 200 Benedictine nurses and 200 Kingston nurses. When we got the Kingston nurses unionized a couple years ago, it wasn't quite 200 and 200, so I would estimate maybe around 320 to 350. So we've lost a good chunk of our nurses. A lot of it is because they're afraid for their jobs, so they, you know, jump ship. But most recently, we just cannot provide safe, adequate, compassionate care. We are severely understaffed with the ancillary staff. Several months ago, Westchester contracted out our cafeteria, our housekeepers, So there's a lot of fear that people won't have jobs, and it's all an attempt to save money for Westchester and make more money. So the nurses, typically our med-surg units are, you know, between 5 and 6 patients on a heavy day or night. Since the layoffs, and most recently we're experiencing ratios as high as 1 nurse to 10 patients on med-surg. ICU is typically either 1 to 1 or in extreme circumstances 1 to 2. That was in the past. We're now seeing 1 ICU nurse to 4 ICU patients. Just totally, totally unsafe.
So to be clear, that's 10 med-surg is medical surgical.
Correct.
People recovering from operations.
Correct.
Basically. And now you have 1 nurse taking care of 10 people recovering.
Correct.
From an operation.
Correct. That's with hardly any ancillary staff. And because of the inpatient detox and mental health units closing, we are now seeing those patients on our med-surg units. So they're not getting the specialized care that they need and deserve. And a lot of these patients, you know, with mental health illnesses and detox symptoms require a lot of extra care and compassion. So team that up with lack of nurses, lack of ancillary staff, broken equipment, elevators that haven't been working for months, lack of transport employees to move patients to get them to their tests. It's just, we're in a true crisis inside these walls, and that's why we're here today, just to bring attention to that.
One of my things as a journalist is listening to EMS radio.
Mm-hmm.
So I have scanners everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So I listen a lot. And it is 24-hour, practically nonstop transport to this location.
Correct.
By 10 different ambulance corps going on, you know, for 18 hours a day, it slows down like 1 a.m. to 6 a.m.
Right.
That's a lot of... I am stunned by the number of people being transported to the hospital.
Right.
So, and having nothing to do with COVID.
Right. So you make you make an excellent point, because this also impacts our EMS community severely as well. So EMS is also experiencing an employee crisis. And now with detox and mental health being in Poughkeepsie and us shipping out patients even to Westchester with our new cath lab, we're shipping patients out nonstop, which puts a huge strain on our EMS community. So it's taking often days to get an ambulance to transport a patient from here to a tertiary care facility that they need.
That being like a specialized facility or a special kind of care home.
Correct. So for detox and mental health,
days.
We have Poughkeepsie. There's up in Saratoga, down in Valhalla. There's, you know, these inpatient facilities, and they're not close. So it takes hours. You know, it takes an ambulance that's responsible for 911 jobs out of service for hours to bring people to their tertiary care facilities that they need, because they are stripping our services from here in Ulster County.
Right. Yeah, there are many, many times where there's numerous mutual aid calls, mobile life not available, DS not available constantly.
Yep. And I don't frequently now we're using LifeNet of New York. It's the helicopter company. To fly patients out, because simply there are no ambulances available, and we need to get these patients.
$25,000 airlift.
Well, it is covered by insurance, but you're taking that essential service, you know, of a medevac out of service to do a routine transport that could be done by an ambulance.
An ambulance.
Right. So our concern this summer was, you know, in the summer there's a lot of unfortunately motorcycle accidents, traumas. Hikers in the woods that need to be rescued, children that drown, that require these helicopters, and I'd hate to see the day that you know, helicopter's not available to come help them.
But you were saying that this is all happening long before COVID, before this massive crisis overtook the God knows why, but still, it overtook every facet of our healthcare system, and essentially reduced it to just that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's been one thing after the next for months, month after month. We just finally got one of our elevators back. There are 4 elevators that we use to transport patients from the floors down to the main floor for testing. 3 of them were broken for several weeks with no plan to fix them. They finally broke down and got one of them fixed. So this is causing significant delays in care to get patients to...
You can't take the stairs.
Right, exactly.
Dirty, right?
Exactly, yeah. This whole weekend... the kitchen wasn't open for staff. Yesterday it was only open for lunch because we made a huge issue about it. I brought it to the administrative, our director of nursing here, her attention. So staff came in not knowing that they wouldn't be able to buy breakfast, lunch, or dinner in our cafeteria. And Sundays, there's not a lot of places that deliver. So
some people working very long shifts.
Correct. Right.
And you know, not necessarily. You get home from one long shift, you're not going to necessarily want to make lunch,
right,
and breakfast and dinner in advance.
Right. Right. But didn't even know we needed to. Like, there was no advance notice that, you know, the kitchen wasn't going to be open for us. So imagine having to work 12 to 13 hour shift, not coming in with food, and then not being able to buy it from your cafeteria.
Well, they didn't know in advance. So, I mean, it's tempting to ask what the heck is going on.
Yeah, yep.
Is this Google taking over? Google attempting to have you shove your finger into your phone and get a prescription? I mean, that's where it's headed, right?
Yeah,
you can have a little attachment. You want to go to the doctor?
Yeah, I mean,
And then a little drone comes and brings you a medicine and drops it in your yard.
I mean, this is definitely, and this is a nationwide issue. Hospitals all over the county or country. I follow a lot of Facebook groups of nurses. This is happening literally all over the country.
Okay, so now add to that the fact that there are going to be a good few resignations for medical professionals who do not want to be injected with mRNA and graphene. And there's more than the media is saying.
Oh yeah, for sure. People definitely in the, you know, healthcare community are afraid to speak out, you know, regarding their decision to either get vaccinated or not. I mean, most of them are for, but there are a good amount of nurses, all medical staff, that just want to wait until the more research comes out, or don't want to be forced. So there will be even less staff after September 27th, when the mandate goes into effect.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah, this is deeply troubling. And I mean, I just happen to know, I mean, I know Beth, I know what it can get like in there. And I know from listening so much, like, what intense pressure these systems are under. And with ambulances, there's no more volunteer ambulance corps. To maintain your EMT is a tremendous, to get it, they'll pay for you to get it, then you have to maintain it. But this is almost like, it's not quite a master's degree, but it's close.
Right.
It's like a
year
of intense work to get your EMT.
Right. And even to be a paramedic, you know, that next level above an EMT, in this state, it doesn't pay. So you're essentially working almost, you know, the same duties as a nurse in a hospital for probably half the pay.
Under another kind of crazy dress. Driving through the
streets. Not knowing what your next patient or call is going to be, you know, being prepared for all scenarios, crazy hours. Yeah, the pay is terrible.
Right. So I'm just not making sense of all this, except for the Google thing where you put your finger on the phone. And then it's and that's funny, but telemedicine is where they're going.
Yep.
But the reality is, I think my takeaway from listening to the scanner is everyone on the ground is up to their ears in activity. All you hear, you know, you think you're going to hear like scandalous things. No such thing. All you're hearing is people working their asses off night and day.
Yes. Yep. And they all come here. And we're understaffed, like severely, severely understaffed.
That is a very, very polite way to say it.
Yeah. But, you know, special thanks to, you know, our union and all the active members. Every month we meet with our leadership team, and we've had a lot of wins recently. So now there are over, I think, 40 positions posted online. This week we got administration to agree to double pay for a trial period to see if we can help bring, you know, more staff in to incentivize it, picking up extra shifts. There used to be just incentive pay, which was just a few extra dollars an hour, crisis pay a little bit more, but it's gotten to the point where that just isn't enough anymore. Nurses are burned out. You know, double pay is great, but I have a lot of concerns that, you know, nurses are already burned out and overworked, and now you're going to, you know, give double pay, which is very, you know, enticing, but it's not going to help with the burnout. We need more staff. In literally every avenue of this hospital, just to...
Hey, at least people care. No, nursing should be 4 days a week, I think. You should be working... A full-time nursing job should be, you know, 32 hours paid for 40, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be awesome.
How intense it is. Unless you've taken care of somebody, and here you're taking care... I mean, I'm taking care of a dog right now.
Right.
that's a lot of work. They're taking care of 10
patients on your feet for 12, 13 hours. Right, right.
All right.
Yeah, listen, you got it.
Very articulate on this.
Thank you.
Eric?
Grazier.
Grazier.
Yes.
Happy to meet you. I think Beth has mentioned you probably 100 times.
Yes, I've worked with Beth for many, many years.
She talks about, and
cool.
I've learned a lot from Beth. So please send my regards.
Absolutely.
Those of you in the Worldwide Planet Waves FM office, signing off.